I loved every day of it. And I didn't really fully appreciate it, I don't think, until I started teaching. It inspired me because of the really the relationships and the rituals. We had lunch together every day. Like, the whole school had lunch together. We sat at tables just like it was family style. We went to the kitchen. We got the food. We came back. We all sat around and served each other. We scraped the plates and took the dishes back ourselves. It was like a family time. And you'd sit at the same table for a month, and then you rotate to a different table. And it struck me as I was teaching. I taught English, 9th grade through 12th grade. I taught every different grade, from remedial to advanced placement. That was in Jersey City, New Jersey, which is right across the Hudson River from Manhattan. I was teaching kids, for the most part, who were poor. There was a lot of movement in their lives. And it struck me that what an incredible difference for me to come to school every day with guys that I'd gone to school with for a decade, to walk through a ritual we've been going through for a long time, versus some kids who are new in the community, new to the school. The school had 3,000 kids in it. At lunchtime, all the kids had to leave the building. So I think one of the most important things that I did as a teacher was, in a school that kicked 3,000 kids out of the building every day at lunch because the teachers were entitled in the contract to have a lunchtime to themselves, I just said, I think it's unconscionable. We have challenges with crime. We have challenges with truancy. It's just cold in New Jersey. I wanted my kids to stay in my room. So some days we'd have 80 kids packed in my little room, just hanging out in lunch and tutoring and doing work and writing and having a good time. It was a disciplined environment, but it was also an informal environment. And I think that, good schools primarily educate informally.